trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教。李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now we will pray.
现在我们要低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们圣经。我们也感谢你在圣经里给我们耶稣基督的启示，求主给我们力量可以像他，求主帮助每一位听众，使他们从这些课文里面可以得到心灵的平安。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。 All right, we are ready for lesson 15 today.
现在我们可以研究第十五课了。
Last time we studied the Bible as an accurate book.
在上一次我们所研究是圣经是一本准确的书。
Today we study that the Bible is a protected book.
在今天我们研究圣经是一部受到保护的书。
This is a very interesting lesson.
这是一个很有趣的一课。
Some people may wonder,
有的人也许会这样想,
whether our Bible today is not different from the original writings of the prophets.
我们今天所有的圣经是不是仍旧和先知所写的那些个圣经是一样呢?
The story of how God has preserved the Bible.
论到上帝怎么样保护圣经的故事
has preserved it from error and extinction.
保护圣经使它没有错误也不至于消灭
is a thrilling one indeed.
真是一种动人的故事
As with nearly all the ancient non-Christian classics.
和一些个非基督教的古老的经卷一样
The original writings of the BibleHave disappeared.
圣经的原稿是已经散失了。
The Jews regarded the writings of the Old Testament as sacred.
犹太人认为旧约的这个书卷是神圣的。
Whenever a scroll became old or worn,
当这经卷渐渐的破旧的时候
it was no longer permitted to be used.
就不再准许使用它了。
It was placed in a wooden box.
然后把它放在一个木头的盒子里头。
To be buried with honor.
很郑重的把它埋葬。
However, before a scripture scroll was destroyed.
但是在 一卷经卷被破坏之前。
Many other copies had been made from it.
就要照着它来抄写很多其他的经卷
copied by men whose life work was to copy scriptures
由那些终身来抄写圣经的人来做这个工作
these scholars took great pains or were very careful
这些个学者们是非常的谨慎
to make no mistakes in their work
以免他们的工作有什么错误
It is true that the Jewish wars
不错这些个犹太人的战争
of the first and second centuries
在第一跟第二世纪之间的战争
destroyed many precious Old Testament manuscripts
把很多非常可贵的旧约的手抄本破坏了
by that time however
可是到了那个时候以前
Large Jewish colonies had grown up in cities outside of Palestine.
在巴勒斯坦以外的城市有很多的犹太移民增加。
In the Jewish synagogues,
在 犹太人的会堂里头
of these foreign cities
就在这些个国外的城市里头
were preserved copies of the scriptures
也保存了不少的经卷
before 1947
在1947年以前
The earliest Hebrew manuscripts
最古的希伯来的圣经的手抄本
In modern man's possession
就是现在的人所有的手抄本
Dated from the 9th and 10th centuries AD
是在主后第九和第十世纪之间的写的
Some of these are in the museums of England.
其中的一些是保存在英国的博物馆里头。
Then in 1947,
然后在1947年
a wonderful thing happened.
发生了一件非常的事情。
A Bedouin shepherd,
有一个比杜因族的牧羊人
searching for a lost lamb,
他是在寻找一个迷途的羊
On the western shore of the Dead Sea
就是在死海的西岸
Saw a cave
他看见一个山洞
He and some fellow shepherds
他和几个同伴
Went in
就走进去了
There they found many clay jars、
他们就在那个地方发现一些个陶器的罐子
Containing ancient leather scrolls,
里头有那种古老的皮做的经卷
wrapped in linen,
外头用麻布包着
These later proved to be copies of the Old Testament writings.
后来人们就证明这乃是旧约圣经的抄本
Among them,
其中有一些是
was a scroll.With the complete book of Isaiah.
其中有一卷就是以赛亚书的全部。
Immediately upon learning of this discovery,
有人听说这一个发现。
The scholars set to work.
那些学者们呢就立刻开始工作。
To determine the age of the scrolls.
他们就要决定这些个书卷的年代。
Both from tests of its radiocarbon content,
从这个放射性的碳的含量,
and from the study of the type of writing used,
研究这个他们写作所用的体裁,
the date of these scrolls,
这些个书卷的年代,
has been placed between BC 200 and AD 200.
这决定是在主前200年到主后200年之间
Thus the Isaiah scroll
这样这以赛亚的书卷
From the Dead Sea
从黑海这个地方所得到的
Is about 1,000 years earlier than any manuscripts heretofore
就比以前所发现的经卷任何经卷都要早1000多年
The next question is,
下一个问题是
How much change in meaning and words could be found?
到底在这个意义和文字方面的改变
In that 1,000 years,
在这一千年之间有多少呢
The answer is,
回答是这样
Practically none.
几乎可以说是毫无差别
If in 1,000 years of copying,
如果在一千年之间的抄写
No alterations were made in one of the prophetic books
在这个一本的先知书里面没有什么改变
We may safely say
那我们可以准确地说
That the other books of the Bible are also accurate
圣经中其他的书卷也必是没有什么错误是非常准确的
During the 2nd century AD,
在主后第二世纪之间
the Bible was translated
圣经被翻译
into Old Latin,
成为古代的拉丁文
Later, it was revised by Jerome.
以后呢又被耶罗姆所修订。
382 to 404 AD, he lived during that time.
他是生在主后382到404年。
This version is known as the Latin Vulgate.
这个译本呢就是所谓的通俗拉丁译本。
It was the Bible of the West for 1,000 years.
它作为西方的圣经有一千年之久。
Early Bibles were chained to pulpits.
古代的圣经呢是被链子锁在这个讲台上头的。
And to tables in monastery libraries.
或者是锁在修道院的图书馆的桌子上头的。
The Roman Church refused to permit the Bible to be read by the common man.
罗马教会拒绝容许让普通的人来阅读圣经。
It was interpreted to the people by the priests.
是由神父向那些个百姓来讲解。
This was during the period known in history as the Dark Ages.
这一段时期呢，就是历史上所谓的黑暗时期。
As the years went by,
一年一年的过去，
truth was perverted.
真理就被人误解了。
By human interpretation and tradition.
这是由于人所对他所有的解释以及人的遗传。
Persecution descended upon anyone who dared to read and find out what the Bible really taught.
有些人他们要是敢于读圣经，或者想要发现圣经到底真正的教训是什么，这样他们就会遭遇到逼迫。
The church sought out the Bible reading Christians.
教会要找出那些个念圣经的基督徒，
called them heretics.
称他们为异端。
And condemned them to death.
并且判定他们的死罪。
During this dark millennium,
在这个黑暗的一千年之间，
many millions of Christians,
成千成万的基督徒，
perished for their loyalty to Bible truth.
这因为他们忠于圣经的真理而至于牺牲。
We thank God for the courage of men like John Wycliffe.
我们感谢上帝，因为有这样的勇敢的人，例如约翰·威克利夫，
Martin Luther,
马丁·路德，
and others,
还有一些其他的人，
who translated the Bible,
他们把圣经翻译
into the language of the common people,
成为普通的人所用的语言。
Thus, they unchained the Bible.
这样他们就把圣经的链子打开了。
And helped bring the Dark Ages to an end.
这样就阻止这个黑暗时期告一个结束。
The Bible was first carried to Xi'an, China.
圣经是最先被带到中国的西安。
By some Nestorian Christians from Persia.
就是一些个从波斯来的景教基督徒他们所带来的。
That was during the Tang Dynasty.
那就是在唐朝的时候。
Later, during the Mongol Dynasty,
后来到了元朝的时候，
Some Franciscan friars,
有些个圣方济会的修道士，
translated portions of the scriptures into Chinese.
把圣经的一部分翻译成为中文。
These scriptures have all disappeared.
那么这些个圣经呢，都已经遗失了。
Nothing more was done until Robert Morrison.
以后就是没有什么成就，一直到马里孙的时代。
A Protestant missionary.
他是一位改正教的传教士。
Went to China.
他来到中国。
He set himself to studying Chinese.
他就下手开始研究中文，
and to translating the Bible,
也翻译圣经。
His Wanli version appeared in 1823.
他的那个文理本是在1823年出版。
Between 1850 and 1889,
在1850和1889年之间，
a number of other versions were published.
也出版了一些个别的译本。
Soon there came a desire to have one standard version.
过不久，有人就希望能够有一种标准的译本。
For all Protestants.
给所有的改正教的教徒们。
In 1890.
在1890年。
This work was begun.
这工作就开始了。
Using the best scholars from several denominations.
他们从好些个宗派里头就取得最好的学者。
In 1919,
在1919年,
there came from the press,
就从印刷机里头出来了,
what is known as the Union Version,
就是现在我们所谓的官话和合本。
This Bible is the one in use today,
现在呢,我们所用的就是这圣经,
by almost 99% of the Protestant Christians.
改正教的教徒们几乎有 99% 是使用这个圣经的。
Thank God for placing His protecting hand over the scriptures.
我们感谢上帝，因为他用他的手来保护了圣经。
Down through the ages.
在多年以来曾经这样做。
Thank God that the Bible is an open book among Chinese today.
我们感谢上帝，这圣经在今天的中国人之间乃是一本敞开的书。
Well, this lesson gives you quite a bit of information.
那么这一课
on how the Bible was brought to us.
提到了不少的资料，告诉我们我们怎么样得到这本圣经。
Let us read our vocabulary words next.
现在我们要念我们的生字。
One, preserved.
维护。
Preserved. Two,Classics.
经典
Classics. Three, manuscripts.
手抄本
Manuscripts. Four, colonies.
群居民群居的民众
Colonies. Five, synagogues.
会堂
Synagogues. Now we skip to page 53.
我们现在到53面
Number six.Revised.
修正
Revised. Seven pulpits.
讲台
Pulpits. Eight monastery.
修道院
Monastery. Nine interpreted.
解释
Interpreted. Ten perverted.
曲解
Perverted. Eleven heretics.
异端的人
Heretics.12 millennium
千年
millennium 13 dynasty
朝代
dynasty and 14 denominations
宗派
denominations let us read the lesson over in English
我们现在用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Some people may wonder whether our Bible today is not different from the original writings of the prophets. The story of how God has preserved the Bible from error and extinction is a thrilling one indeed. As with nearly all the ancient non-Christian classics, the original writings of the Bible have disappeared. The Jews regarded the writings of the Old Testament as sacred.Whenever a scroll became old and worn, it was no longer permitted to be used. It was placed in a wooden box to be buried with honor. However, before a scripture scroll was destroyed, many other copies have been made from it by men whose life work was to copy scriptures. These scholars took great pains to make no mistakes in their work.It is true that the Jewish wars of the first and second centuries destroyed many precious Old Testament manuscripts. By that time, however, large Jewish colonies had grown up in cities outside of Palestine. In the Jewish synagogues of these foreign cities, were preserved copies of the scriptures. Before 1947, the earliest Hebrew manuscripts in modern man's possession dated from the 9th and 10th centuries A.D. Some of these are in the museums of England. Then, in 1947, a wonderful thing happened. A Bedouin shepherd, searching for a lost lamb on the western shore of the Dead Sea, saw a cave. He and some fellow shepherds went in. There they found many clay jars containing ancient leather scrolls wrapped in linen. These later proved to be copies of the Old Testament writings. Among them was a scroll with the complete book of Isaiah. Immediately upon learning of this discovery, the scholars set to work to determine the age of the scrolls, both from tests of its radiocarbon content and from the study of the type of writing used. The date of these scrolls has been placed between B.C. 200 and A.D. 200. Thus, the Isaiah scroll from the Dead Sea is about 1,000 years earlier than any manuscripts heretofore. The next question is, how much change in meaning and words could be found in that 1,000 years? The answer is, practically none. If in 1,000 years of copying, no alterations were made in one of the prophetic books, we may safely say that the other books of the Bible are also accurate. During the 2nd century A.D., the Bible was translated into Old Latin. Later, it was revised by Jerome, 382 to 404 A.D. This version is known as the Latin Vulgate. It was the Bible of the West for 1,000 years. Early Bibles were chained to pulpits and to tables in monastery libraries. The Roman Church refused to permit the Bible to be read by the common man. It was interpreted to the people by the priests. This was during the period known in history as the Dark Ages. As the years went by, truth was perverted by human interpretation and tradition. Persecution descended upon anyone who dared to read and find out what the Bible really taught. The church sought out the Bible-reading Christians, called them heretics, and condemned them to death. During this dark millennium, many millions of Christians perished for their loyalty to Bible truth. We thank God for the courage of men like John Wycliffe, Martin Luther, and others who translated the Bible into the language of the common people. Thus they unchained the Bible and helped bring the Dark Ages to an end. The Bible was first carried to Xi'an, China, by some Nestorian Christians from Persia. That was during the Tang Dynasty. Later, during the Mongol Dynasty, some Franciscan friars translated portions of the scriptures into Chinese. These scriptures have all disappeared. Nothing more was done until Robert Morrison, a Protestant missionary, went to China. He set himself to studying Chinese and to translating the Bible. His Wanli version appeared in 1823. Between 1850 and 1889, a number of other versions were published. Soon there came a desire to have one standard version for all Protestants. In 1890, this work was begun, using the best scholars from several denominations. In 1919, there came from the press what is known as the Union Version. This Bible is the one in use today by almost 99% of the Protestant Christians. Thank God for placing His protecting hand over the Scriptures down through the ages. Thank God that the Bible is an open book among Chinese today. Dear listener, do you have a copy of the Bible?
亲爱的听众，你是不是已经有了一本圣经呢？
If not, you will certainly wish to possess a copy.
要是没有的话，你真是应当有一本。
You may get one in a bookstore or in any Bible society.
要是没有，你可以在书店里头或者是圣书公会可以买到。
Now the time has said that it's come for us to say farewell.
现在时间已经到了，我们应当说再会。
God be with you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝与你同在，直到我们下次再会。